Right now, we're going to have Catherine from California join us for a question. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm having have a problem with some kitchen cabinets that I would like to redo. They are wood framed, but the cabinet doors have like a peeling paper on them that's peeling off.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to find out how I can redo the cabinets and if it's possible to redo them.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, looking at the pictures, I appreciate you sending those. It is a film, a kind of a laminate-type film that's peeling off from there. Not unusual. It does happen. But if you're – there's really nothing that we would know of that you could really save the cabinets from the standpoint of a stained finish because – this lamination is probably not going to end. Now, what we have done before in situations like this is do a little bit of sanding. It would require them to be painted. And
right.
A little bit of sanding where all of the lamination, the peeling is to hopefully stop it, to feather it out. Then to prime it with a bonding primer all around that area. Now, sometimes you'll have to use an epoxy to actually skim it out, almost like feather it out where you can't see the difference in the surfaces from one part to the next. So it's a little tricky and a little bit of skill involved in that. But after that, then it's a matter of painting them like you normally would paint cabinets. And I mean, the shape of the doors and so forth all look good, but you can do that. But it would require sanding, a little bit of prep, a bonding primer, and two coats of paint after that to really get the durability that you'd be looking for.
Okay. Now, I was thinking of sanding it and using the Kills paint on it. Is that something that would be a good thing?
Kills is okay. I would look for something that specifies it being a bonding primer will hold up a lot better. You'll see that
okay.
At the paint store. I can't think of a joke. Can you think of a brand name on that one, a bonding primer?
Yeah, no, I know Zinsser is
yeah,
a company
Zinsser,
that makes
yeah.
Kills.
Yeah.
They do have
oh, yeah.
a bonding primer. As long as you just read the label, I wouldn't use anything just as all-purpose primer. Try to get one that's specifically designed for, in this case, wood, I guess. Now, Catherine, a quick question. Is this layer of what looks like red oak that's peeling off or wearing off your cabinet, do you know, is that wood or does it feel like a plastic film, like a vinyl film they applied to the
It feels like a vinyl film.
Oh, it's
fine. It's a vinyl film. You can peel it off like tape.
Yeah. Well, that's why you need a bonding primer because not everything's going to stick to the vinyl. Obviously, if it was wood, it'd be it would stick a lot better. So, yeah. Unfortunately, I think Danny's right. Other than replacing these, which is an option, keep the cabinets and replace the drawer fronts and the doors, which would be relatively expensive. I would first try, even if you just do one or two doors or one or two drawer fronts just to see how it looks before you sand the entire kitchen. You want to make sure you're happy with it. So that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Take the drawer front right off, take the door off, remove the hardware, and just paint, patch and paint, prime and paint a couple pieces and see if you like it.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, wish we had some better news for you there,
Catherine,
but best of luck. It'll be a little bit of work, but it'll end up looking really, really nice. So let us know if we can help
sure
you.
It will.
Let us know if we can help you any other way. Okay.
Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you.